In this bulletin, Australia organises 20 flights to bring citizens stranded overseas home as Emirates suspends flights. Search for survivors after a powerful earthquake strikes Indonesia. And in sports, Australian Open tennis players forced into strict quarantine after flight passengers test positive for COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government says they're working to help Australians overseas who have been left stranded after Emirates suspended flights. Brisbane local Ryan Sims has told SBS News he was upset to hear his flight home from Poland had been cancelled.
The real frustration comes with the Australian government more so than anything. Like, we're the sixth largest country in the world for area, and we're saying that we can't find, you know, some space to set up a few dongas and for stranded Australians. So it's quite frustrating.
Acting Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Birmingham says the cap on international arrivals will remain unaffected by the flight cancellations. The places on the cancelled Emirates flights will now be reallocated to other airlines. Mr. Birmingham says the federal government is helping to arrange 20 flights to bring Australians home.
These flights will fly from priority areas around the world, making sure that the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, off of their intelligence and knowledge of where Australians most need assistance, target those flights.
Victoria and Queensland have recorded no community transmission of coronavirus, but New South Wales has documented one new case in Western Sydney. Queensland Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says she's growing more confident that the Hotel Grand Chancellor outbreak has been contained.
This is all very good news. It means that I believe, due to very quick work by a lot of people and by the people of Greater Brisbane, that there is every chance we have contained this cluster. A little bit too early to say. We've still got to wait for that 14 days from when people had contact in the community before we can be certain, but it is looking promising.
And in New South Wales, Dr. Chatu Yapa from the state's health department says testing still needs to be prioritised, particularly for those in Western Sydney, Southwest Sydney, the Northern Beaches and Wollongong.
It is very likely that COVID-19 is continuing to circulate in the community among people who have mild or no symptoms. It is vital we pick up every case of COVID-19 if we are to prevent further community transmission.
Victorians in the Greater Brisbane area will be able to apply for a permit to return to their home state from 6 p.m. today. Those who re-enter the state must isolate and get a COVID-19 test within 3 days of arrival. Officials in Indonesia fear the death toll will rise after a powerful earthquake struck Sulawesi Island. The 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck on Friday morning, just hours after an earlier smaller tremor. At least 42 people are dead and 600 injured as rescuers continue to search for survivors. Authorities warn strong aftershocks could follow, which could in turn trigger a tsunami. Dino Satria from Save the Children Indonesia says there's a particular concern for the impact on children.
We experience lots of children are traumatized by the situation, by seeing their loved ones passed away and lost because of this earthquake. And it's really sad to hear and also to see. It's also heartbreaking as well.
Brazil's Air Force has flown emergency oxygen supplies to the jungle state of Amazonas, devastated by a resurgent pandemic. Amazonas Health Secretary Marcelus Campelo says the state needs 3 times the amount of oxygen it can produce locally and has appealed for help from countries overseas. Brazil has recorded more than 205,000 virus deaths, the second highest tally in the world, behind the US. And in sport, Australian Open tennis players have been forced into 14 days of hard quarantine after 2 people on board a specially chartered flight for the tournament tested positive for coronavirus. The players on board the flight will be forced to forego their daily 5-hour training and must stay in their hotel rooms. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, sunny 36, Adelaide, partly cloudy 25, Melbourne, cloudy 21, Hobart, possible shower, windy, 19. Canberra, sunny, 28. Much the same in Wollongong, 23. Sydney, sunny, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, showers, 31. And Darwin, possible shower or storm, 35. This is SBS News.